Available on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast catchers. Welcome to the latest edition of Nick Tan's independent music podcast, Is This Thing On? Dedicated to bring you new music from unsigned bands from around the world.
The sun is shining and we bring you Caden Nolan, Santu, Circuit Faker. But what do you think about this track from Work in TV?
And the sun is out.
It is out.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Nick.
How you doing?
Hello, everybody. We're very good. I've got the sun shining on me. It always makes you feel better, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, mate. Just lovely. And what about that track?
Yeah. Filled you know my what? Ears.
I did.
Filled my ears. So that was Working TV, and the track was called Rich. Mm. And it was pretty rich sound. Had lots going on. They're a six-piece from Sheffield.
Six-piece from Sheffield.
Yeah, surprisingly, they describe themselves as having some disco-infused rhythm, and I didn't get the disco, perhaps not on that track, perhaps on
maybe
other tracks.
Not. I don't know. We've got 16s on the hi-hat, but other than that.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, he knows. And we picked out a guitar riff in it, didn't we?
We did.
I picked it out, and you told me what it was.
Yeah. It's a bit of sweet. She sells Sanctuary. We have a cult there from the last century. Yeah. Nice.
Good. Yeah,
nice start. So we've got some fantastic tracks in this episode.
And you've got a lot to say about them.
I've got a lot to say about some of them. I have. I'm just looking to the side there. I've written three words on another track, but this is lovely. This is Caden Nolan and Undersold. Listen to this, gorgeous.
Why do I feel undersold? This life was magic, I was told. When it begun, like back when I was 10 years old. I never knew who to chase, and money was the goal. Oh, oh. What did you expect us to be? You only
lovely.
It reminds me of something. It's lovely. It's lovely. Don't get me wrong. It is, I think I've mentioned, lovely. It reminds me of something.
But that's always, does songs do that?
It doesn't, no, it reminds me of something that we've played on here before.
Okay, I don't think we have played him before. I did sort of a quick think and I thought, I can't remember that. So that
did
was
a quick think.
A quick think.
You
yeah.
Googled yourself.
Yeah, that was Caden Nolan and the song was called Undersold.
Undersold.
Yeah, but a big voice right from the very start. Yeah. And then lots of like harmonies coming in at the end with the girls singing in the background, if it was the girls. But yeah, lots of stuff. Again, my ears were filled with music.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it? Isn't it lovely?
Full on production.
Yeah, and he's from
North Manchester.
Not North Manchester.
For some reason, that's on his bio.
I don't know.
He's a singer-songwriter, working class singer-songwriter.
Working class singer-songwriter is good. Well, good for him. Good for him. I don't know. That whole thing about North is a bit weird. I find it a bit weird. My daughter's started going out with someone from Doncaster, and apparently she said he's never ever said the word the in his life before. It's like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
It's always t, isn't it? It is a different world up there. It's just like everywhere, really, I suppose. It's like an unusual.
We live
place.
In very posh Hampshire, obviously, you know, so we are posh.
Well, are we? Does it make us posh just being like that?
Because people often say that about Hampshire. They think it's, you know, it's a rich county. I mean, bloody hell. You've walked through Eastleigh lately.
Well, yeah. Or other places. Well, I mean, you find it everywhere. I used to live up in West London and in Richmond, where you'd think
nice.
He's a really. Yeah, you would think. But with all that. When you've got sort of like what you call posh areas, you've also got deprived areas as well.
On the doorstep.
Right next door. Because for the people that have got the lovely big houses, there's the people that live nearby that have to clean their windows. You know, you will always need a bit of a mixture of
it's
places.
It's called society.
It is. It is very unusual. I find it very strange. Very strange. And we don't have many talks about politics. There's some things we touch base on, but
everybody's equal in our eyes, Nick.
They are.
Until they do us wrong, then they're all equal.
They are indeed. So Caden Nolan, Undersold, lovely track, beautiful track, and it reminds me. I'll get it later, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, this next tract is by Santu. And sort of couldn't quite find out about them because it's an S-A-N-T and then there's a U with a, is it a circumflex?
Onglot or something.
Please, God, bands, for crying out loud, find a name that you can Google. Because if you can't Google your name, you know, you might get signed, you might not. But, you know, if you want to find out about the band, I don't know. Anyway, I had a bit of a discussion with somebody about websites and about Facebook. But I might venture into that territory later on. Anyway, I've listened to this. This is called Forget You by Santu.
Don't touch me, leave me away.
See, that's what I meant. Sorry, let me just explain to you, dear listeners. That track was probably one of my favourite tracks of the year, I would say.
Really?
Yeah, really, really. I absolutely adored that track. It had so many wonderful things in it. The first of all, and it, I don't want this to sound like an ego trip because I don't do ego trips, but it, first of all, that first thing sounded like me. I was listening to it going, it sounds like me.
And I said, it sounds like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. But it sounded like something that I'd come up with. And the guitar, I think not just the what it was, but the also the sound of it reminds me of stuff that I've done in the past. And that sort of A minor 7. That. That sort of acoustic guitar thing. Right up my street, that was. A few years ago, anyway, before I became Judas and went all electric. But yeah, and it just put me in mind of loads of lovely things. Also of Matt Blake, who you never have heard of. He's a local singer-songwriter, although I don't think he plays much anymore, which is a real shame. In fact, I was having a chat with him the other day on Messenger at some ridiculous time of the morning for some reason. We were chatting about something and Matt Blake is just one of my heroes. I'd go anywhere to go and see him play. Fantastic. And that track is amazing. I love that track.
Did grow on. That was Sand 2, by the way, the name of the band.
Sorry.
And it did grow on me, and there were lots of things in there that it kept coming up with. It had a bit of sort of like almost like prog in a way underneath.
Yeah,
very simplistic
maybe.
Stuff. And then it went into the more alternative rock. And
yeah.
They're from Birmingham. Four-piece rock from Birmingham.
Yeah, I mean, it's also got some Led Zeppelin in it, that bit, beginning bit. It's also got some Radiohead in it for me, and it's got that vocal in it. Is that the one with that vocal? No. It's also got a bit of Hue and Cry in it.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's got a bit of that Hue and Cry feel in the vocal, just in the intonation of the vocal. There's one thing it kind of does, and I think it might have to do it, but I don't like it. I don't like the compression. There's compression on the drums, and it's, I don't know. I like to let some things free a little bit. The compression kind of stop. What it does, compression kind of stops it from. It keeps things at a certain level, and it won't. And everything's at that level, so it doesn't go quieter and it doesn't go louder. It kind of keeps it at that level, and I'd like to have seen those drums like sort of like let them breathe a little bit more.
But the normal punter like me wouldn't notice that, Nick.
You would do if it wasn't there.
If I heard, if you gave me the two alternatives, I would hear it. Hearing that, thing,
most
picked up on it. I wouldn't pick up on it.
But most punters wouldn't notice. You're saying no, but you don't know what I'm going to say. Most punters wouldn't notice if the bass player played the wrong note.
True.
Okay, but they'd notice if the bass player had stopped playing. They go, "Oh, what's something a bit wrong here?" Like, no, punters aren't all like that. But yeah, there's some things. Just because people don't notice the difference, it's not really a reason to not do it or to do it. There's a track that we played in the last podcast. I'm not going to go back to what it was, but it was one that someone had recorded in their bedroom, and I could hear they weren't using a pop shield, and they were going, and it was just popping slightly. And it was, I didn't mention it at the time because I thought, well, people might not mention it, but I noticed it, and other people might go, oh, and it. Again, we can't let standards slip, Chris.
Yeah, that was almost done like a demo, though, if I remember that song. Is that the guitarist? And yeah, I do remember there was something. It was all, as you say, it was like in the bedroom. Done. Anyhow, but
yeah.
We enjoyed that track.
I loved it. Possibly one of my tracks of the year. I loved it. Fantastic. It had so many elements of things that I like in it. Yeah. So where are they from again?
Birmingham.
Four piece
from Birmingham.
Birmingham. With a name that...
It's either got a grave or an accent. I don't know which angle goes.
I
over
can't
the
remember
U.
Now.
It's got,
yeah.
It's got a line over it.
It's
anyhow.
Got something. But yeah, please, fuck's sake, give us a name we can Google. So on the last, this is the last track, we've got Circuit Faker, another fantastic track. I almost didn't want to say one of my tracks of the year for that last one, because this next track is also really, really good as well. And I don't want to detract from that. But listen to this. This is Circuit Faker and Ocular. Absolutely glorious piece of music. Again, that's for me. Also, that could be my track of the year as well.
Nick's
that,
feeling better. You could tell Nick's back on the game. He's feeling much better.
I've actually been ill the last couple of weeks because I've had a virus. But I haven't been coughing and sneezing. I've just had all the other bits. But that absolutely fucking glorious piece of music.
Just Circuit Faker. He's a producer, really, but a multi-instrumentalist as well. So describes his music as immersive, and you are definitely being immersed
in
that.
Yeah. That's more Radiohead-y, actually. They're more Radiohead-y than Santu.
Yeah.
And that's got those bits in it. Oh, those vocals. I kind of want to make a track. I want to write a song and record a track so I can do that vocal underneath, lower vocal underneath. So I can record one just to see what it sounds, what it feels like when you record it, because it sounds gorgeous when it's right. And he took that. So what he does is you've got your normal vocal, and then, you know, like Squeeze used to do, you have that vocal, the same vocal underneath.
Yeah.
An octave lower. He does that, but he takes that. What he's done is he takes that lower octave vocal, and he takes it and he twists it round, and he beats it and he throws it all over the place and brings it back up, and he makes it higher than the other bit, and it's just fucking brilliant.
Yeah
fucking brilliant, man. That is just, oh, I don't know how I'm going to carry on with my day.
I do.
I know
we're going greening.
We're going to an exhibition. We're going to an exhibition up the road. But that was gorgeous. Can you tell me about circuit failure?
Not a lot. Just so I told you about circuit. Yeah, but interesting is Dad used to play him loads of music, and it's all the sort of music that I used to listen to when I was growing up. So it's like Tom Petty, the Eagles, Steely Dan, Steve Miller, Doobies, and all that. But he said he gave him a lot of information about him, and he learnt a lot about music and stuff and interest and stuff like that. So I don't know where he comes from actually, but yeah, no, really good.
Just lovely, lovely tracks. Brilliant. Well, I just want to mention again that we're doing TikTok videos. So if you come along and follow, because the actual doing putting the videos together isn't that tricky, but putting them up on TikTok, it's getting all the right bits and pieces in, like the right tagging and hashtags. Oh, fucking hell. To be honest, it drives me up the fucking wall, and I'd much rather someone else did it, but there's no one else who's going to do it unless you want to do it. Do you want to do it? No? You want to come and do it? No? Okay. So if anyone fancies doing that, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be nice? And I said, actually, I want to get into doing social media. Why don't you send me the videos? I'll put them up for you. I'll give you the login. You put them up and do all the tagging. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? I love that. I can't even get someone to make me a fucking sandwich that I'm putting on a TikTok video. And also, we're going to start doing some advertising, as we said in the last podcast. And at the moment, because I haven't got the structure sorted out yet, unless you want to sort this... Do you want to come and sort the structure out for the advertising? No? That'd be fucking me then. So grab hold of me and say, look, we've got this, and I won't be charging any money for the first few. Once I get my shit together... And we'll have a plan of how we're going to do it. It'll be a 15 to 30 second advert that we'll put in on four podcasts, so people will pay for four, and that's how it's going to work. I could go through some sort of agency to get someone else to do it, but no one's going to do that. No one's going to want to do that. So we'll do it, and it'll be it'll be a thing. You know, so you might want to, if you're a band, we can publicise your new album, and we'll
go out on tour. I want tour dates for that particular month.
Or if you've got an online business that you want to add, put a little bit of fire under, that we can link to, just put a thing out. Like I say, we're going to do it free until we get it sorted out. And then when we don't do it for free, it won't be much. It'll be, I was thinking like 20 quid.
Just as we don't have to, this costs us money at the moment.
Yeah, so. It does. I mean, we've got a Patreon page, and that pays for a little bit, but it costs money, you know, and also time to do this, because, you know, I do this sort of thing for a living, for other people and for other things. So, it would only be like it would only be like 20 quid for four adverts. Do you know what I mean? It's nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
And you'll get our dulcet tones to promote
it. You do. I'll make it. We'll do a funny thing or a not a funny thing. Or if you want to do it, just do it and just send it to me and say, you are. It's 20 quid. Put it on the next four podcasts. I might put it on five podcasts. You know what I mean?
Just that month.
Yeah, just whatever. If we've got loads of podcasts to do, we'll do that. Anyway, again, thank you, Chris.
Great stuff.
We're going to go out and play now in the
sunshine.
Yeah. All right, and I'll speak to you all very soon. I love you all very much. Goodbye.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?